Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. No, yeah, it's a little too excited for Wednesday. Yeah, it's Wednesday. But, yeah, you know what that means. Today's Wednesday, and tomorrow would be, what do you call it? Friday Eve. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. Thanks again to Chris Ruddy for... strike. I'm telling you, every time he steps up to the line, the guy rolls a strike. Don't you love it when somebody has a, quote, overnight success, and it only took 28 years to be an overnight success? I mean, Ruddy was one of those guys. He is one of those guys. Just rolls up his sleeves, gets the job done. It's amazing to see what he has built throughout the years. And I'm always so happy about that. Oh, and high fives to everybody who is working hard on this here little program this afternoon. Everybody wearing their not just their brand new bowling shoes, but their brand new Team Katz bowling shirts. So that's good. That's good. It's like the Big Lebowski around here. I love that. We're doing a lot of good stuff. Yes, it is National Dog Day. If in fact you were unaware of that, just ask the canine in your life. And if you're like most of us, every day is kind of National Dog Day. I just love my dogs. Anybody else find that they would prefer to spend time with their dogs than, I don't know, most human beings? I never thought I would get to that point. And I do think I'm at that point. Right? Well, let me give you an example. You know, I'm a big fan of ink. Right? I like tattoos. It's just kind of become my thing, sort of, kind of. And for those folks who have met me, spent time with me, going, but Jeff, you're wearing short-sleeve shirts and shorts. I see nothing. Right, and that's fine. That's the way I want it. I don't necessarily want to share with you my skin art. Huge chunk of it, thanks to Mike Ivey out at Journeys and Tattoo Studio in Powhatan. You know, he's on Anderson Highway in Powhatan, which, let's face it, it's in Powhatan. So, of course, it's on Anderson Highway. Everything in Powhatan is on Anderson Highway. But you wouldn't know it. But the only thing I've got on me with a face is Pixie. I kid you not. It's the truth. On the upper right arm, there's Pixie the Wonder Dog. I don't have the faces of my children. I don't have the face of my wife. I don't have the faces of my parents or my brother. But I have a real, honest-to-goodness, gigantic portrait of Pixie. So I guess every day is kind of National Dog Day for us. You connect it to any other creatures? Jeremy says it's his cat. Cat Simons gave Jeremy his cat. I didn't realize that. Cat Simons, of course, was just such a wonderful human being. Truly a wonderful, wonderful human being who gave so much to Central Virginia. And, well, I think those of us who knew her, we all miss her. We all, I do, anyway. Yeah, you know what? I think everybody who knew Kat misses her. There was no way not to miss Kat if you knew Kat. But I didn't realize that, Germ. So Kat Simons actually gave you your cat. And so you would rather spend time with your cat than cats, which is good. That's the way it should be. And that's good stuff. I think a lot of us kind of sort of feel that way. Hey, I got a quick weird thing for you. And I do mean a quick, weird thing. President Trump is floating the idea that we should rename Lake Ontario Lake America. Okay, so I'm a big supporter of the president, as you know. I am on Team Trump, as you know. I'm perfectly, totally happy with the Gulf of America, but I am not entirely sure if we have got to go with Lake America as opposed to Lake Ontario.
Come on, man.
No, I'm sorry. I just do not know if we need to do that. Do we need to do that? I mean, like the president, I am sick and tired of people who are not grateful at all for the things that we have done. The United States of America helps out the Canadians on a regular basis. And Canada, in no small part, is as prosperous as it is because of American largesse and American support. That's the reality. Now, you may not be happy about it. I know the Canadians at this point are none too happy with it, but it is the fact. President Trump, I think, is the first president who actually stood up and said, hey, how about a little gratitude over here? How about a little, you know, a thank you, a high five, a pat on the shoulder, a slap on the behind, something?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Exactly my point, Mr. President. But would you go along with renaming Lake Ontario Lake America? First of all, it's going to mess up that whole Holmes thing. Anybody remember? Oh, let me throw that out there to you. Do you remember Holmes? H-O-M-E-S. That was taught in schools. I remember it to this day, but not everybody's going to know what that means. If you know what it means, hit me up over on the James River Air text line, okay? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I would love to see if anybody else remembers what it is. Now, I have it, memorized, Holmes, H-O-M-E-S. Which helps me, because it's a great mnemonic, to know what it is that I was supposed to remember that each of those letters stands for. And if, in fact, we go in a different direction, you know, all of a sudden it becomes Lake America, then Holmes is not going to work. And I am giving you a little tip there as to what that is all about. MS Now, oh, gosh, it's, well, all right, look, I know it's a little bit early, but, do me a favor, pick up your beverage, whatever it is. It might be coffee, it might be soda, it might be water, could be warm, could be hot, could be cold, could be chilled. Whatever it is, I'm going to ask you to do this. Take a sip. Because I do have to share some audio from MS Now. And I watch MS Now so that you don't have to. Right. No worries. No problems. You're welcome. You're welcome. But I don't want to be responsible when you spit that beverage all over your laptop or your windshield and cause some sort of damage. So now that you have taken a sip, Jeremy, cut number one, please.
It's not the end of the story, but we're going to see more litigation on this. And the Supreme Court may well ultimately decide that is improper. But what they've done is they've left a sense of unease here, along with all the other ways that we are concerned that the Trump administration is going to try to interfere in the elections with this midterm. Here is the latest example, Willie.
And yet another moment where the Supreme Court, of course, seems highly deferential to President Trump and the executive part of the team. And J-Mart, let's talk about the politics of this. You know, the polls suggest this November we could be heading for a Democratic wave. And party strategists in both parties think the House is heavily favored to go Democrat. Senate, true toss-up now, something that would have been unthinkable a year ago, considering the map looked pretty favorable for Republicans. But now Democrats think they've got a chance. But there's been this fear hovering over this election for, yeah, so for a year or more, that the Trump administration was going to find a way to put its thumb on the scale, whether that was the ICE agents in the streets, the National Guard trying to crack down on voter rolls. You know, of course, we'll see if they even accept the results, if they don't like them come November. But here it appears, at least temporarily, they're getting yet another assist from the courts.
An assist from the courts. Wow. Is it an assist from the courts for the Supreme Court to say, we think that when it comes to elections, they should be conducted fairly and openly and honestly? The Supreme Court is not part of Team Trump. And if you want evidence of that, MS Now Talking Head, just go back, a couple of weeks and take a look at some of the decisions that came down from the Supreme Court where you would say, oh my gosh, totally, completely not Team Trump. In fact, I believe it was President Trump himself saying, hey, see, these guys are not on board with Team Trump. Trump that. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. And Blues Traveler coming to town, Innsbruck After Hours, my buddy Matt Krieger. As per usual, doing a great job over there. That's going to be tomorrow. There's still a handful of tickets, and I do mean like a handful, single handful. So if you want to go, you better get that together ASAP. Hey, overnight tonight and tomorrow, looking at some nice weather. Yeah, we really are. Clear skies overnight, and tomorrow mostly sunny. Daytime highs up around 85. I told you it was 420-ish. I've got a pair of tickets for you. John Cafferty, the Beaver Brown Band, they're going to be down at the historic Beacon Theater on September the 4th down there in Hopewell. Would you like to go? Well, if you'd like to, we'll take, let's make caller number 7 at 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Caller number 7, you'll pick up a pair of tickets to go see John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band down at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Taking a look at the James River Air text line. Yes, 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 people, thank God, know what Holmes was all about. H-O-M-E-S. Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, and Superior. Those are the names of the Great Lakes. And if you've been to some of those lakes, you keep thinking they're not really all that great, are they? But hey, they are what they are. And I just don't think we need to go down the path of Lake America. Although, no, I don't know. We'll have to discuss it further. That's one of those things that maybe somebody could make the legitimate argument that it's overkill. Do you think? I mean, we've got the Gulf of America, and I'm totally on board with that. We've got Denali up in Alaska again. Some other stuff that I think is fantastic. But you do notice that the lunatic leftists, of course, don't even use the proper names to begin with. And then their fellow lunatic leftists inside the legacy news media ranks, they don't use the proper names. Well, maybe we should go with Lake America just to torque a whole slew of people. Yeah, you know what? Maybe it does make sense. It is 426. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. We are stoked. Well, at least we here at Casa Katz are stoked because Heidi and I got a big evening out tomorrow. Some of our favorite musicians, and I do mean favorite musicians, are going to be at Innsbruck After Hours. Look, my buddies Larry Krieger and Matt Krieger always put together award-winning shows. You know that. Tomorrow evening, Spin Doctors, Gin Blossoms, Blues Traveler. That's three for three. That is a grand slam right there. I checked with Matt Krieger. There are literally a handful of tickets left. And I do mean like a couple of tickets left. By the time I finish chatting with Jesse Valenzuela from Gin Blossoms, they're probably all going to be gone. So if I'm you right now, I would go to afterhoursinsbruck.com, afterhoursinsbruck.com. What a thrill it is to welcome Jesse Valenzuela to the program. Jesse, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. How are you?
I am great. I'm better chatting with one of my favorite musicians from one of my favorite bands.
Well, what a sweet thing to say. I love it.
I go back with the Gin Blossoms to the point where I think you and some other guy switched roles, didn't you?
So you've been with us for about 75 years now.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah, just like there right at the beginning. Go. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's going to be great. We haven't played here in a few years.
Yep.
At this particular venue, but we go way back with that place. We've been playing there for over 20 years. We were talking about it on the bus this morning. So it's going to be a great time, and we have a lot of friends. And I think we have a day off. We might head to downtown Richmond tonight to see if we can get into some trouble.
Oh, well, if you need any suggestions for trouble, I know a guy. And, and then if you need the follow-up call to deal with the trouble you got into, I also know a guy. So I can help you out on both ends of this this little experience.
This grand adventure.
Yeah, so you're talking about being on the bus. Tell me what that is like. I mean, we who are your fans sit here, we enjoy the music, but I mean, this is a job, it's a mission. There's a lot that goes into what you guys do for us.
Well, the tyranny of the bus, it's all fine. It's a lot of bus. It's a small space and a lot of people.
Okay. Do you want to go alphabetically or by height and weight when you announce to us the people that you just can't stand sitting on the bus with?
It's not even that. It's just that we all know each other's stories already. So it's there's no new punchline.
Well, what about some new music? Are you guys sitting around kicking around song ideas? Are you thinking, when we get to Richmond, we got trouble to call?
I just got a new mix for a new song today, this afternoon. I just listened down to it, as a matter of fact, and have some notes for the mixer. Great guy, back in Los Angeles. And we're working on stuff.
Really? Okay. So what's the inspiration these days as opposed to, I don't know, when you first got together?
It's the same. It's music. Really? It's music and movies and books and life, right? You just kind of go along. If you engage, I try to listen to a lot of music and doing that brings ideas. I try to sit down every day for a bit and free form and play guitar and try and come up with ideas
every day. Wow. All right, so you're still loving what you do. Now, you mentioned you're listening to music. Obviously, you're talking to somebody who listens to your music. Dare I ask, is it out of like impolite to ask you what Jesse Valenzuela from Gin Blossoms is listening to?
Well, I like the new Pete Yorn record. Okay. I think it's beautiful.
Okay.
I like that new Orville Peck song. Songs that are coming out. He's got a nice new record out.
Okay.
And there's lots of indie bands that I don't think you'd ever have heard of that I just kind of come across. I like to turn on Spotify and say quiet acoustic music and then just listen to whatever comes on, and I'll spend hours doing that.
No kidding. Okay. Well, I'm thrilled to hear that you mentioned Orville Peck. It's one of the few people perhaps that you would mention that I do know, because my youngest son actually introduced me to Orville Peck. I don't know, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, whenever it was that he was first coming out. And of course, my son had to explain to me, Jesse, well, you know, his name isn't really Orville Peck, and he's sort of a cowboy. He's not a cowboy. He wears a mask, and I think he's Canadian. It's like, oh, well, sure. What could possibly go wrong with this?
I think all of that applies.
Yeah.
I love it. I think he's just beautiful writer, songwriter, and I like it because, you know, kind of reminds me of Elvis and Roy Orbison.
Yes.
With his own take, and he's got that new song. It's really killer. So, your son has good taste, it sounds like.
Well, thank you. He and my wife and I were battling it out as to who was going to be utilizing the two tickets we have to see you guys tomorrow. At the moment, you'll be happy to know I'm in the lead, but he could still come up on the outside and snatch those tickets from me.
Well, you better believe it.
What is the best part of being on the road? If traveling on the bus can be a challenge, I guess that's a nice way to say it. What's the best part of this whole experience?
That's a lovely way to say it.
Yeah.
I like playing. Yeah. Our show, it goes by very quickly. It's an amazing show. Spin Doctors, who we've known from back in the day, we've toured with extensively, and the wonderful guys, and their show is amazing. And then our show is amazing. We have a great show too. And then the Blues Travelers have an amazing show as well. It's a good time, but I really do enjoy going down to the theater and warming up, sing a couple songs backstage, warm up my fingers, get ready to play, and then go out and do it.
When you are on the road like this, Jesse, and you are, obviously, you're part of three great bands. I mean, you guys, just solid. I mean, there's no way to look at those three bands and go, well, yeah, I mean, they're all hit makers. Do you spend a huge chunk of time listening to Spin Doctors open things up and then hang around till John Popper sings that last note? Or when you're done, do you say, I got to go get a beer and maybe a nap?
I definitely am of the go back to the hotel and get a nap kind of okay. guy, okay. but I do stick around. I do. We trade nights with the blues closing.
Okay.
So, I do stick around and watch them cause they're so beautiful to watch. Okay. And, I do sit in with them occasionally and it's like a highlight of my career to play with those guys.
How cool is that? I love it. Jesse Valenzuela joining us from Gin Blossoms. One thing I didn't realize as I was sort of studying up a little bit on this conversation, Jesse, was all the work you've done, if I understand correctly, for movies and television. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, you know, I've been doing it for a long, long time, and I have a lot of songs in like you said, in movies and television, current shows, mm-hmm. old shows. A lot of it's what they call interstitial music, which you wouldn't recognize because it's played so quickly. As well as I've had theme songs for TV shows, and I've written for other artists' music and songs. And I just try to stay busy because I enjoy it so much.
And there's a business to this, correct? I mean, you love what you do, but you also got to pay the bills. So is that part of the writing songs for other people, or are you writing a song you love and then you say, okay, you, Orville Peck, this would be perfect for you?
Well, from your mouth to God's ears, Orville, I've got something for you. Yes, of course. Well, it's not... It's not a financial motivation I do it all the time anyways.
Yep.
And sometimes it brings forth money and sometimes it doesn't. But I would do it either way. I enjoy it. It's something I've always done.
I think that is so cool. The idea that even at this point, as you say, you're sitting down, you're listening to other people's stuff, you're putting together new stuff, you're still jamming each and every night and enjoying it. Tomorrow, when you are performing, and I'm in the audience, my wife is in the audience, maybe my son is there, I don't know, maybe the wife and the son do a tag team and swat places in the middle or something, but anything in particular we should be looking for or listening for that maybe is going to be just a tad different than the last time you were through?
With shame, I say no.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Oh, that's okay.
I mean, I think that, you know, we have a lot of, I mean, this is some uptown problems, but we have a lot of hits. So, you know, we got to play those hits.
Yeah.
And some of the songs that weren't hits, but still very pop, weren't, you know, certifiable big hits, were still sort of semi-hits. They deserve the attention we're getting played too. So, we don't really play in this set that we're only playing an hour because mm-hmm. every band, you know, is getting an hour slot.
Right.
We don't have time to go do D tracks or to explore. So it's going to be, you know, a heart racing, hit filled show.
Nothing wrong with that. Gosh, don't
if
apologize.
If
for that.
That's okay, right?
Are you kidding me? And as you say, that's an uptown problem. What a great problem to have.
But I do go, I love to go see bands when they can stretch out and play. They've got the time to. The other issue, maybe, you know, people don't really want to see music for that long anymore, I'm finding, you know.
Really? Wow.
Well, I seem to think, especially, you know, you got to have this venue we're playing tomorrow is very comfortable.
Yes.
And it's just such an agreeable spot.
Yeah.
And it's pretty and it's green and the breeze starts up and you think, wow, it's kind of nice to be in Richmond.
Well, I certainly hope you say that. And I will tell you that Innsbruck After Hours and, you know, Larry Krieger, Matt Krieger, they're dear friends for a long time. And they really they birthed this whole idea a long time ago. But they do make it a comfortable space. And at least for me, Jesse, I do love kicking back and just saying, you know, there's for a couple of hours anyway, there's no place I'd rather be other than where I am right now.
Well, that's lovely. I mean, and that's the truth. And I've always enjoyed playing it. Like I say, we've been playing there for 20, 25 years.
Yep.
From the early days when it was a pretty simple place.
Yeah.
And to see it every year grow and get bigger and the crowds get bigger and to where it's a really fantastic spot.
Well, we are so excited you're coming here, Jesse. My wife and I will be the ones clapping the loudest. If you can hear us over the rest of the crowd, good job.
I appreciate you.
We'll look forward to it tomorrow. Safe travels and enjoy your time here. We will talk again soon, I hope. That is the great Jesse Valenzuela from Gin Blossoms. Now, you heard what he said. Spin Doctors, Gin Blossoms, Blues Traveler. These are three certified hit makers. You could have a standout show with one of those bands, but Matt Krieger, Larry Krieger said, we're bringing all three in, about an hour for each one. It's a full evening. Doors are going to open at 5 as they normally do, or 6. Stuff will get underway. There's just no way not to enjoy that. Oh, you know what? That's not true. There is a way not to enjoy it if you don't have a ticket. I do know there are a literal handful of tickets still available. So I don't want you to miss this. Don't worry about it. Heidi and I are already locked in. I mean, we're going. We're good to go. But if you would like to go, go to afterhoursinsbruck.com. Afterhoursinsbruck.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Electronical experience here. You have to understand the way this little operation operates. So we've got a little piece of technology called a Comrex. That's a little magical box. And somehow, some way, it connects to all of the interwebs and brings my dulcet tones back to the radio. And then provided to you to do with whatever it is that you would like. And I have to wear these big old headphones because I've been doing this a long time. And when you first started doing this, when I first started doing this 1,000 years ago, you had to wear these big old heavy, and I do mean they are heavy. They got to be, they're probably 6 pounds headphones. They're heavy. And that's how I knew I was a real, honest to goodness, professional broadcaster was when I got a pair of these big old Koss headphones, which is great, but they're heavy. And so everything is loud as it should be, but I'm sitting here and I am listening to what sounds like lightning. All of a sudden, I am hearing crackling like you would not believe. There's this sound, there's that sound, there's another sound. It's just crazy. And I said to Germ via text, hey, Germ, do you hear that? Do you hear the crackling? This is the Comrex is going down, man. It's all over. Could it be the headphones are too heavy? My head is broken. No. So I will share with you, as I am about to share with Jeremy, exactly what the problem was, because I thought, well, that's it. The Comrex is broken. I knew the interwebs were not broken because I've still got interwebular access and all of my other devices. And I knew the electric wasn't down because, well, the lights are on, even though nobody's home, clearly. Do you know what it was, Jeremy? And I'm gonna ask you not to laugh at me directly, but you are more than free to laugh at me indirectly. Yes, it was exactly like Rice Krispies right in my ears. I had unplugged the Comrex. No outside power. Wasn't Pixie. Wasn't the Gremlin. What? It was me. Somehow, some way, as I was just sitting here, I guess I moved and I jiggled a plug. and the plug was jiggled. And as it was jiggled, it became unplugged. Now we're back. All right. Coming up at 5:05, John Burkett's. Can we not unplug the... No. Coming up at 5:05, I'll give you a couple of details on our friend John Burkett's upcoming retirement party. Guess what? You are invited to it. And yes to Lake of America or yes to Lake Ontario. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.